you tell me your name and how old you are and what your
My
job is?
My name is Gele Jamso, and I am 31 years old. I am a trekking guide, web designer, photographer, social worker.
A Renaissance man. And we're sitting here today in the top floor of a building in Thimphu at the Vast Art Space, which you also helped to manage. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Vast is an art club, and we try to use art as a medium to give more meaning to children's lives. Everybody seems to enjoy art, some form of art.
Yeah.
So if we use art to do something else, then we feel that, and we have found out that it's very effective.
Yeah.
And we work a lot with kids, so kids really don't feel like they're doing something, you know, they just enjoy the art, and at the end of the day, they accomplish the mission.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
And today is Saturday, so on Saturdays we have classes. Usually about 30 to 50 kids turn up, but maybe not so many today because the exams are going on.
Mm.
So we have told them not to really make an effort to come.
Yeah.
And
how old are the kids who come here?
We have kids starting from about 10 years of age,
yeah,
and there's no upper limit.
Yeah. What's the oldest person you've had come and work here?
That would be my friend who started this club. He's 50 years old.
Okay, yeah.
And
do you find that the kids get much exposure to art in life in Bhutan outside of Vast, or is this kind of an oasis in the desert?
No, not really. We are very fortunate that we live in a very beautiful country, and there's art everywhere. It's just that we take our art for granted.
Yeah.
So, at this place, we also teach kids how to look at our art differently and appreciate it. You know, just don't take things for granted.
Yeah.
For example, if you look at our windows, our paintings on the buildings, our thangkas, we have a lot of art around us.
Yeah.
It's just that we haven't realized that it was art, you know.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
So, speaking of that, how do you define art?
Art is something, at my previous answer, art was from a very traditional point of view. Art as an art, like drawings, colors. But for me personally, art is anything that was made or created by somebody who took an effort to express himself, his feelings,
mm-hmm,
emotions.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that's art.
Yeah.
And when you look at art, then you should feel that emotion.
Yeah. Because, I mean, certainly in Bhutan, a lot of the art or the craft or whatever you want to call it, especially that adorns buildings and that adorns temples, is very traditional.
Mm.
The parameters of what needs to be painted are very well defined,
mm-hmm,
and the craftsman or the painter or the artist really just has to kind of follow the rules,
mm-hmm,
and execute as well as possible. So how do you think that notion of craftsmanship and following the rules compares with maybe the more expressive aspects of art as a conceptual practice?
We encourage them to express themselves. So I think we are more into contemporary art rather than the traditional art. You know, like everything else in life, some people like some things, some people don't like some things. So some people like our traditional art, but there are some people who don't really, they are not cut out for the traditional bit. So this is where we try to encourage them, which is, I think, there's a big need for it at the moment in Bhutan because, art is art. Traditional art is all right, but then you need to express yourself sometimes, somehow.
Because it seems to me it would be very hard to express oneself through, say, a painting of samsara, because more or less you have to follow the rules. Do you find that people maybe even become constrained by that sense?
Well, that's a little different, because you have to understand that when we talk about samsara, or let's talk about a painting of the Buddha, for example. A painting of a Buddha is an object of worship. After you create, for example, if I do a Buddha thanka, after I finish the thanka, that thanka will be worshipped by someone else. So that's why I cannot do it any way I like. You know, I must follow those age-old strict rules. But I think that it's quite all right to, if it's just for myself, to express myself and, you know, do the Buddha like how I want it to be. But if it's going to be a thanka, and the real meaning of thanka is an object of worship, a painting, that will be worshipped by other people. So that's why you have to follow the rules.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So what are some of the most interesting examples that you've seen recently in Bhutan of artistic creativity?
Over at here at Vast, we are very lucky because my friend who started this club, his name is Kama. He is one of the first Bhutanese artists who went outside of Bhutan to study art. He went to England, actually. So he has a degree in visual communications art. So working with him, we have done a lot of very interesting projects. Personally involved, we designed these big backdrops for the Bhutanese pavilion at the International Expo over in Japan a few years back. So the paintings were, the theme was traditional, the style was traditional, but to be able to produce such massive in such massive scale, we needed a lot of new techniques. So we used a lot of computer help. So I would consider that as, I think, some of the interesting
things. Is there much conceptual or performance art taking place in Bhutan these days? Or is it primarily painting and two-dimensional things?
I think it's mostly, like you said, two-dimensional at the moment. Performance, I'm not very aware of it.
Okay. Do you think that the idea of individuality is an important idea in Bhutan? The idea of having one's own perspective, one's own personality, and being different from everybody else? Is that something that's valued?
It's a very new concept, you know. I haven't even never thought about it until you asked. So I don't know. I honestly don't know how to answer that question. It's something I have never thought about.
What do you think for yourself?
Same thing.
Yeah. I mean, is it important for you to feel like you do your own thing in life and that you're different from everybody else, or do you prefer to kind of fit in with the molds that other people also try to fit into?
Well, I would like to do something on my own, by myself. But it's not such a big drive for me, not such a big motivation for me to do something. The reason why I hang out in Vast is because when we do things, we can involve a lot of people. It's always a group, a community. So it's just the web designs that I do on my own.
Yeah.
Otherwise, everything involves other people.